Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
No,
For some reason, my sound is weak. Okay. All right. All right, so we were doing the Avne Milum, I think, right? I think so. So if I recall, we got stuck on the Sharmella's Kasha, is that right? Right. In other
Correct.
words, what we should read it again, but basically the Sharmella brings the Parshas Drachim's Hakira. Is there an Eish HaSachar or is there no Eish HaSachar? And he says he has a raya against the Parshas Drachim that there's no Eish HaSachar from the Gemara's Kasha on Rava. Rava says that there is no mitzvah yibum. Rava says that ain't because it's actually kaim
Oh.
and therefore the din is that you don't pop to the tzara. Problem is, this is the Gemara asks, so why does it say imbalo kano? So, frak the Sharmelech that according to the Marsha, right, it should be in Balo Kano because you're mafkir your own Zika. Igufa Kano visagira beget. And it means in Balo Kano, then you see Gufa yaisa beget, but no chalitza. Should I maskisin of cloud? So it's mavur that there's an Eish HaSachar. And therefore it'll kind of cloud. So we just pointed out that it's so interesting that the Sharamelech is like Svaras Hafuchas from the Karnei Re'eim because the Sharamelech is bombing out the Parshas Drachim. There's a very simple answer for to defend the Sharamelech. The Parshas Drachim. You say the Marsha is wrong. That since the Marsha says Beferish, you're not Yaitzi the Mitzvah. Since you're not Yaitzi the Mitzvah, so it can't Pater herself. So the kasha was that the Sharmelech asked that he Gufa Kano, the Sagi that beget, the Shaprik Zama season Shimkano Kano, she Gufa Yaitzi beget below Chalitza. He said it's not true. Just like it doesn't pater the just like it doesn't pater the tzara, it doesn't pater herself. It's very logical because there's no mitzvah yibum. So what it sounds like is that the Sharamelech was like adamant that the pashas is that the Marsha Svar is right, that if you're kana, it should pater herself from yibum, her zika. And the only way you can explain why it doesn't pater herself is because it's an Ipsereshasach, which is 100% opposite of the Karni Reim. The Karni Reim says, I don't understand for the life of me the Marsha Svara. How in the world do you pater yourself? If there's not no mitzvah yibum, so you're on what? How are you going to pater your zika? You're doing kinyan, but kinyan, you're not doing yibum. You're doing a kinyan, granted kedushin is toifet, but it's not yibum because it's not yibum because there's no mitzvah yibum. So the karni reim, it's just very strange. It's almost like svaras. It's more like svaras hafuchas. The karni reim, gufa couldn't hear the marsha svara. It's like illogical. Why in the world do you pater yourself? So even though he held that that Kedushin is Taifetz, there's no Isser Eish HaSach, but the Karni Reim held its Pashtus that you don't pater yourself because there's no Mitzvah Yibum. As the Marsha says, Beferish, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. And the Sharmelech, maybe later, someone show me that later he Gufa changes this, but at this point, he's assuming that the Pashtus is that if you're kaina, then it removes the Zika, even though there's no mitzvah. So it's whatever the svar in the Marsha is, whatever sefer you give, it's mamish svar is hafuchas between the Shara Melech and the Karni Reim, that the Karni Reim could not hear the Marsha's svar. He felt that it made no sense. And the Shara Melech, at least at this point, is assuming that the Marsha's svara is mukhrach. And therefore, if we see that the Marsha is wrong, and his din is wrong, that it doesn't bother herself, the only possible explanation could be because there's an Isser Reish Shesach, which stopped the Kenyan from being chal. Right? So it's very, somewhat strange. I don't really have an answer. It's just strange that there's such opposites. The Karni Reim is, I mean, they're both assuming the Marsha is wrong because they're both assuming that the din is that it patters herself. It's not like they're no one's accepting the Marsha's diyuk in the Gemara. They're both assuming that just like it doesn't patter that Sarah doesn't patter herself. And it's just the question is why? The Sharmelech says because there's an Isser Reish Shesach, not like the Marsha, there's no Reish Shesach. And the Karni Reim is saying because even if there is no Isser Reish Shesach, there's no mitzvah. But just the Sharmelech is granting the Marsha's svara. And the Karni Reim says, it's time, I don't want to hear it svara. It makes no sense. Okay.
Just an
Right.
attachment, Rabbi. Isn't the Shamach just is trying to ask on the Parsha Drachim?
Yes, he ends up at the end.
And so,
He does.
why does he need the Marsha to do that?
I'm not really so clear, but that seems to be what he's doing. He starts out the piece
I'm saying, what's he
quoting the
Moisef
Parsha
in the Mar? I
Drachim.
understand. I'm saying,
And
but why is
then
he
at the
Moisef?
end of the piece, he says that at a mavur, did a man the Amar Eina Boteres have a Eishes Ach Shlomo Makom Mitzvah the Kares the kind of cloud. So he's focusing on the Parshas Drachim. He's at the end of the piece. He's ending up not like the Parshas
So without the Marsha, he couldn't do that.
Drachim. If the Marsha was right, he couldn't do that because the Marsha is right. The Marsha is right. If you have the Cheshbon, so then. The when the when the man that says that you're poteres, not poteres sarasa, but you're poter. I mean, the Marsha is right, so then he has no kasha because if the Marsha is right, then you have to be doichik his diuk. The Marsha makes a diuk, and the Shara Melech makes a diuk, wants to know what's the Gemara's kasha. Let the Gemara answer that what it means in Baal Kano, it just means that she's kind of herself. But that's Tamek kasha on the Marsha. No matter, so if without saying that the Marsha is wrong, he can't shrug up the Shara Melech because the Shara Melech will say whatever the Marsha will say, I'll say, So he has to say that the Marsha. The reading of the Gemara is wrong. But the reason why the Marsha is reading, there's the Marsha, you see from the Marsha that in reading, he doesn't accept the Shara Melech's diuk. Because the Marsha assumes that even though it patters herself, it's still called the Bada Lokano. So I think someone actually says to defend the Marsha that in Bada Lokano, because if it doesn't patter its Sarah, it's called Lo Kano, because Lo Kano implies for everything. I don't know. But whatever, so the Shara Melech has to say that I don't accept the Marsha's reading of the Gemara. But the Shara Melech at the end of the piece is saying, okay, the Marsha is shlugged up. His reading is shlugged up. His din is shlugged up. Well, what's the Hesber? He says the Hesber is because the Eishes, because his Shara, the Parsha's drug is wrong. So that's like such. Pleiadic. Why does he have to say that the Hesber is because the Parshas Drachim is wrong and there's an Eishes Ach? He could have said very simply that like the part like the carne re'eim, and there's no eshesach, but you're not kaina because there's no mitzvah. What's his name said that too? The Ramban said that the reason why you're not kaina is because there's an iser, and nothing to do with the eshesach.
But even if you would say that, there would still be a problem on the Parshas Zrachim, no?
No.
Because the Parshas Zrachim clearly says that there is a mitzvah.
That's the okay. That's at the end. That's the different part of the project Drachim, but it's not the project Drachim that he quotes. You know, that's the you see that from the end of the project Drachim that he holds is a mitzvah. So, but that's dumb. That the project Drachim in that point is arguing with the Marsha. That's true. That's now that gets just confusing in the Bekiyas. The Marsha says the Pharisee there is no mitzvah. The project Drachim in the And in the Vida says there is a mitzvah.
Right, but with that statement that there
But
is a mitzvah, how does he explain the Imbalu Kanu?
the Parshas Drachim,
The Parsha Zohar, right?
okay. That's a good question. Okay. So we, you know,
So Rebbe, I mean, because the end of the shiur yesterday, Rebbe was questioning why is he asking on the Parsha Zohar? So Rebbe is saying the question would be on the Parsha Zohar, but not on the part that he's quoting.
it's not a raya. He doesn't have a raya from the Marsha. You know, the fact that there's a side machlokes between the Marsha and the Parshas Drachim, if there's a mitzvah. So you're right. If you say like the Parshas Drachim, there's a mitzvah. Okay, yeah, then it's fair. But he's pakert. He doesn't quote that Parshas Drachim that says there's a mitzvah. If anything, he quotes the Marsha. He doesn't write. He quotes the Marsha that says there's no mitzvah. So, right now, the way it seems to us, not, and obviously we could be making a mistake, but it seems to us that this is a machlokes between the Marsha and the Parshas Drachim. The Parshas Drachim says that at the essay of Mitzvah Yibum could theoretically be doicha the los to say of Almana. That means that the Parshas Drachim holds is a mitzvah. The Marsha wrote in the piece that he quotes that the reason why he doesn't pass it at Sarah is because there's no mitzvah. And he says, Beferish, even though there's no mitzvah, it still passes herself. And he used a very strong lashon. He says, Klau says, where's that lotion? Here again, Kiman in essay, Dechadose, Mitzvah Klau. So that's the a sign, Machlaikas, between the Shah and the Parshas Drachim.
Can I ask a question? I'm just a little confused
What?
about something. I'm a little confused about something. Even the Marsha says that it's not a mitzvah. Isn't the Marsha going on the Man D'Omer that says Ein Aseh Dochavos Aseh?
Marsha says it's not a mitzvah going on the tzad that it's
Ein
not
Aseh
daicheh.
Dochavos
That
Aseh.
we're working on the tzad
That's why
that
it's
it's
no
not
mitzvah.
daicheh.
I'm sorry. I feel the Man D'Omer Ein Aseh Dochavos Aseh V'Hachal Lo Mekayim Bo Mitzvah. I thought it's just he's just in the Man D'Omer Ein Aseh Dochavos Aseh, but the
But the
Parshas
same
Drachim is in
thing.
the Man D'Omer says Aseh Dochavos Aseh. So
But
I just
the
understand.
Parshas Drachim is in a lav aseh. So they're both in
But
cases
on
where
the
it's
tzad
not
that it's
doicha.
docha, he split it, right? He split it, the Parshas Drachim. So he
No,
says the
the
ase is going
Parshas
against the losses.
Drachim, because we pass in, first of all, the Marsha's in both Tzadim, because he says at the end of the piece, he says, Bafida. So he's also by Amana Menasuin. But so he says it in both. But the there's a machlekes in the there's two Amoraim in the Gemara. There's a machlekes in the Gemara
Right.
by a lav that Efshar Dechalitza, whether it's Deicher or not. So the
Right, okay.
Marsha, if you hold that it's that's Rava holds that if it's Efshar Bechalitza, so it's not Deicher. So
Right.
according to that side, Chai Ve'Lavim and Chai Ve'Lavim Va'aseh are exactly the same.
Okay,
Because they're
okay.
both not
There's
daicha.
no miss. Okay,
So
fine.
the Marsha is going by Chai Ben Lavin Vasei, according to everybody, says up the Farish. He's going in Chai Ben Lavin Vasei in Kulei Alma, and Chai Ben Lavin according to Rava. Well, the Gemara says we don't paskin like Rava. The Gemara slugs up Rava. So the carnet, the Parshas Drachim is going in Halacha after Rava got slugged up. So he's only discussing Chai Ve Lavin Va'aseh. But they're basically talking about the same structure. They're talking about in a
I see.
situation where Ein Esei Deicha. So the Marsha says that when you have a situation of Ein Esei Deicha, either because you hold like Rava that it's not Deicha because it's Efsher B'Chalitza, or because you hold by Chai Ve Lavin Va'aseh. So he says clearly there's no mitzvah. He says for fairish, in both of those two cases, there's no mitzvah. The Parshas Drachim, the end of the Parshas Drachim, which is not quoted in the Avnei Miluim, and I'm not sure even if the, I'm
It's
not, I
not.
suspect the Avnei Miluim might not have even ever seen it because he probably only saw the Parshas Drachim as quoted by the Shaar HaMelech, and the Shaar HaMelech never quoted it. So they probably didn't have the sefer. So the Parashat Drachim in the piece that's not quoted is meduyik from him that he holds there is a mitzvah. So that's a side machlokes that we have between the Parashat Drachim and the Marsha. But the Shaar HaMelech, l'chaira, when he's discussing. He's not, when he's discussing, he's bombing out the Parshas Drachim. So you can't bomb out the Parshas Drachim. You can't, rather than bomb out the Parshas Drachim, he should have, even if I care, as he knows, he sees the Marsha. He definitely quotes the Marsha. I forget he doesn't quote the Parshas Drachim on that there's no mitzvah. So seemingly he's definitely working with the within the possibility, for sure the possibility that the Marsha is right on this point that there is a mitzvah. He doesn't in any way shrug the Marsha up on that point. I'm sorry that there is no mitzvah. I'm sorry, but he doesn't shrug up the Marsha on that point. So there's no, he's a chayra, he's working within that possibility too, maybe only, but for sure too. And though then it's sure, how can he go ahead and bomb out the Parshas Drachim? There's such an easy solution to defend the Parshas Drachim. Now, by saying that since there's no mitzvah, now that solution, Enoch and Ami, Sandy's right, and that's what makes life really confusing. That won't help to defend the Parshas Drachim Aliba the Emes, because the Parshas Drachim happens to hold that there is a mitzvah. But it's, in the Avnei Miluim or the Shaar HaMelech, who's not worrying about the Mr., they're not interested in Mr. Parshas Drachim. They're interested in the Chakira, the Parshas Drachim, and whether or not you can prove that there's an Issur Eishes or not. So they're very strange because. How do they say that this proves that there's an Isser Kares? There's a very simple solution to explain why in Bala Lokano, because there's no mitzvah like the Karni Reim.
But maybe the
Maybe
Shaar
both.
HaMelech holds like the Marsha, so no
What?
mitzvah. Maybe the Shaar HaMelech holds in Sfar like the Marsha, the lack of Kiyum mitzvah in no way stops the Kedushin from being Tiferes, so you
Yeah,
couldn't
if it's
save
good,
it.
if it's Dubin's Dushin's Typeface, but what it's very hard that he couldn't have heard the Svara. That even though Kedushin is Taifas, but how does that knock off Yezika's Chalitza? Karni Reim asks the Kasha, how in the world does Tfisa's Kedushin remove Zika's Chalitza? Because it's not a Kiyum Mitzvah's Yibum. That was the Karni Reim's Kasha. Since there's no Mitzvah's Yibum, so there's no, you can't say you fulfilled Mitzvah's Yibum. So how in the world did you knock off Zika's Chalitza? You basically left it Tzarech Iyun. And in Svara, the Marsha makes no sense. So we're saying that the Chayra, the Parshas, the Shaar HaMelech, when he gets to the Gemara, and he says, oh, the Gemara shrugs up the Chakira of the Parshas Drachim. It's not true because There's such a simple solution. Say, agree with the Marsha that there's no mitzvah, and say, and agree with the part with the Karni Re'eim that when there's no mitzvah, you can't be not take off the Zika. So what's his kasha? What's his raya against the basic Sharm Parshas Drachim's Chakira?
Take off
But
the wouldn't off the
there's two
Zika, but
stuff
how
in
would that
there.
Baal Leikano?
What?
How would that justify in Baal Leikano if you have two
Because
mishnayos?
the way the Shar Melech asked the Kasha clearly is said the Beferish in his Lashon that it's called in Baal Leikano, then Yeshigufo Yotze beget below Chalitza. So it's clear from his Lashon and the Shar Melech that if Lu Yitzur the din would be that you would need Chalitza, that would be called in Baal Leikano. That would not be called in Baal Leikano. And he says that Beferish. He says that he says. Shaprik Tani Masidin Shabbat Kanu, the Indian Shehi Gufa Yaitse beget below Chalitza. That means if Lui Yitzur the din is a Kedushin is typeface, but it doesn't remove the Zika's Chalitza, like the Karni Re'im says, then that would not be called, then the Shar Melech knows that that would not be called in Baal Kanu. Even
I
though
think I
you're
was
Kaina
saying.
Kinyan Kedushin, but it's it, since you need chalitza, it's not called in Baal HaKana. That's the Beferish in the Shaar Melech.
Think I'm missing a basic step in the Chevron. Is Rebbe asking how could the Shaar Melech hold like the Marsha entirely, top to bottom, and use that as a kasha against the Parshas Drachim when there's a Karnei Re'eim argues on the Marsha? I mean, if the Parsha, if the Shaar Melech holds everything the Marsha says top to bottom, then he's against the Karnei Re'eim. So that's the basis for his
But
kasha.
the question is that the current the since the Marsha the Karni Re'eim comes along and says that the Marsha makes no sense in Svara. Our assumption is that even the Marsha would agree that his Svara is very, very radical and debatable and doichik. He's not arguing with the Karni Re'eim so much in Svara, except the Marsha says, I got a raya from the Lashon of the Gemara. So the raya forces me to say a radical, wild svara. Karni Re'eim says, no, the svara is so crazy that even with your raya, you can't say it. Now, comes along the Shaar Melech, and he brings a raya that the Marsha's din is wrong. So now we don't have the Marsha's raya. Now the question is, what is the reason why the Marsha's din is wrong? So the most simple reason explanation would be because the Karni Re'eim was right. I would say the Marsha would be the first one to say that if not for my diyuk, of course the Karni Re'eim's din as far as right. The Karni Re'eim says this is a pasha as far. I can't even hear your Marsha as far. So comes along the Shaar Melech and he says that now that I have a raya from the Gemara that the Marsha's din is wrong, I have to stop and think, why is the Marsha's din wrong? The only possible Hesber could be because there's an Isser Reish HaSof, and I appreciate the Parshas Drachim's Chakira. That's so strange. The Pasha reason why the Marsha's wrong is because the Karni Re'eim was right, or if it's short a possibility. So the Shaar HaMelech at this stage, so maybe later he brings it in, but at this stage, he couldn't hear the possibility that the Karni Re'eim is right to go ahead and ask a kasha on the Parshas Drachim's Chakira, the question is Chakira sounds absurd. I see Andy point out that this wouldn't defend the Parshas Drachim, Mr. Parshas Drachim. Okay, but he's not talking to Mr. Parshas Drachim. He's talking to the Parshas Drachim Shita. Like here, Parshas Drachim Shita, the feed the Marsha, because as he brought the Marsha, he's talking about the Parshas Drachim Shita that there's no Esh Yisach, the feed the Marsha's Havana, that there's no Mitzvah Yibum,
What
I
comes
said,
first, the no mitzvah or the Eish HaSach?
the Marsha holds that there's no Mitzvah. Marsha also holds that there's no Esh Yisach.
I was in
The
Pasha
Shaar
Joch.
HaMelech
Yeah.
is far as all is sparring from the fact that the Gemara calls it Ibn Balo, Lokano, that the Marsha is wrong and the Shaar Melech is wrong, then the Shaar and the Parshas Drachim is wrong, and there is an Esh HaSof. Okay. So we're just saying that it's a very, very strange Sharamela, that here there's so much easier or other Zetman the foot. If you want to say the Marsha is wrong, and then you can just say he's wrong because the Karni Rehim is right. In other words, if you're proving from the Lashon of the Gemara that the Marsha is wrong. And now you're saying, what's the Nekuda? Where did the Marsha go wrong? Must be because the Marsha assumed that there's no Eish HaTzach, and he's wrong. There is an Eish HaTzach. Why couldn't he just say, because the Marsha had his Svara, that even though there's no mitzvah, remove Zika, and the Karni Rehim is, and the right thing is the Karni Rehim. And
I'm
then
saying,
you wouldn't prove that the basic hakira, the Parashat Drachim, it would be a personal attack against the Parashat Drachim on a part of the Parashat that he's not quoting, but not the part that he quotes.
but wouldn't in both tzaddim, wouldn't we have to say that there's no mitzvah? And it was, he has a chakir, right? So the first tzad says it's ain't a like that, and we have an eish tzach, right? We have shalom makom mitzvah. You know, we don't want to say in both tzaddim of the chakira that there's no mitzvah. You know, you can't
Why
split that.
not? The Marsha says on both starting in the Hakir, there's no mitzvah.
Right, but that's not what the Parashat
Marsha
Drachim says.
says that
Parashat Drachim doesn't say that.
what?
Parashat
I know,
Drachim.
so right, but the Marsha says that there can be, you can definitely say there's no mitzvah. So why? So that's even on the tzad that there's a mitzvah and no iser eshesach.
And the tzad there is an Eish
Of
HaTzach.
course, there's no mitzvah. If there's an Eish HaTzach, then of course there's no mitzvah.
Okay, so but I'm saying when it comes to the Parashas Drachim, right? We want to say that there's going to be a split. There's, on one hand, again, there
Oh,
is,
why do you have to say that? You don't have to say that.
especially according to the way Sandy just we just
Why?
said,
You don't
right?
have
There's
to say
definitely
only because of the end Parashat Drachim. Okay, that's a
I know what I'm saying, but
technicality. If we
they.
didn't have the last Parashat Drachim, we would have said that both of them held there's no mitzvah. That's how we actually learned. In the beginning, when we first read the Parshas Drachim, we thought that both of them hold there's no mitzvah, and his only shaila is, does chalitza take off the Eish HaTzach? But both of them hold there's no mitzvah. That's what we thought. That's the
Right,
Pashtus.
but are we allowed to split that to say that on one side of the chakira he's saying there is no mitzvah, and the other side it is? That itself,
No,
is that a
it's
problem?
not mukra. It might, and I'm just, I don't. You have to be, you can't be personal. You have to be, we're talking in we're clearing a shaila. Is there an Eish HaTzach or isn't there an Eish HaTzach? The Marsha says beferish that the sign that there's no Eish HaTzach, you can still say that there's no mitzvah. So fine. Now that so that means that both of them in the Hakira can hold that there's no mitzvah. That's passable in Svara. Unless you argue with the Marsha. Why should the Mehechik Tesi for the Sharmel, it's not arguing with the Marsha without bringing any rally against him?
So say, what is it? So then, what is the Shah Melch saying? I'm saying,
I
I'm saying.
don't know. I don't know that. So I'm asking a question. So you know that question is a question.
No, but Rebbe's asking. I thought Rebbe's asking a kasha. Then why can't he just say that there's no mitzvah, right? And that's much. Then
That's
come
right.
along
He
to
said
say there's
that's
an
what I'm
Eish HaTzach,
asking. Right.
right? But I'm saying is, if we're going to say there's no mitzvah, then gufa in the Parshas Drachim, we have one side there is a mitzvah,
And the
and
other
yet.
side also holds there's no mitzvah. They both told them the Chakir also called the Yonan Adin Chometz and Pesach. It's not no gayas. Too
And
not a,
then,
not
but
a
then
no
we have to,
gayas either.
but then we have to go for say to dial the rest that.
Because that's intellectually arrogant. He's discussing the shaila of whether or not there's an iser eishes ach, and he's clearly focusing only on this shaila. So he's not. He can't. That's intellectually dishonest way you're doing it, because I'm bringing you a raya on one point, because of a shita that you have in a different point, which I don't even quote. That's not intellectually honest.
Rabbi, does this even answer why he's bringing in the Marsha to begin with? Meaning, and is that why,
I
is that
don't know.
answer
I
our question?
think he brought in the Marsha just because of what I said. If you would learn, he just has to say the Marsha is reading the Gemara is incorrect, because he can't attack the Parshas Drachim. The way I sort of see it is that Most the we learn Gemara Rashi and Gemara Rashi Taivas and Marsha. So Marsha is like Rashi. So the Shaar HaMelech couldn't walk in and start attacking the Shaar HaMelech from the Gemara because a person who reads the Gemara like the Marsha, what's this Shaar HaMelech talking about? So he has to say that the Marsha's reading of the Gemara is wrong. The Marsha reads the Gemara that this man the Omar, that even though that says that doesn't patter the Tzara, holds it patters herself. And the Shaar HaMelech has to say that that reading of the Gemara is incorrect in order for him to have a valid kasha. Because if the Marsha is right, so then he has no kasha. I guess it's time that you have to come out. According to Marsha, you have to have some daichik reading in the Gemara that, you know, whatever, you know, that the Bala Lokano means that even pops is a tzara. I don't know. So the first thing you had to do to start talking is to say, listen, the Rasha's reading of the Gemara is definitely wrong. And now let's analyze the Parsha's drach and chakira. And the Chara, we can be pushing his chakira.
He doesn't care about the diak. The Rasha made a good diak, though.
But he's not holding the Rasha's diak, no matter what you're going to say, because once he proved that there's an Ashes Ach, so then it definitely doesn't patter herself. So then the Marsha's diak is out the window. So
why didn't the Gemara talk about herself?
That's a good kasha. You can ask that to Rashi also. But obviously, the Shaar HaMelech doesn't personally hold of that diak, because just like Rashi didn't hold of that diak. But the Shaar HaMelech clearly, at the end of the day, is saying that she herself is also not potter, because if there's an Ashes Ach, then she herself is not potter. She herself there's no kinyan. There's no kinyan. If there's no kinyan, then the whole Marsha Svari goes out the window. And he says it doesn't potter herself. Because he said with potter herself, then it was fit into Mbalo Kano. So the Shaar HaMelech is saying it doesn't potter herself. I don't know if I said it right. I apologize. But the Shaar HaMelech says the fact that the Gemara shlunked it up from Mbalo Kano means that this side holds and it doesn't patter herself. So why are they talking about the Tzara? The same kasha on Rashi. You have to say it's Lapdafka. But that's what the Shaar HaMelech must be holding.
Is he over Isser Eshazach? According to, right? She doesn't patter herself, right? There is an Eshazach here, according to Shaar HaMelech, right?
Yes.
So could there be such a thing that she does pot herself with an Isser Eish Asach? Meaning she's an Eish Asach, she'll be walking mitzvah, and that can't
there can't
work,
be
right?
Such a thing. It can't be.
Rebbe, just as far as the Shaar HaMelech, wouldn't this would Lechora would support saying that he understands Hare Ishka Lechol Dover is, you know, whatever that general principle of Hare Ishka Lechol Dover, and therefore Memela. Of course, the Marsha is right that if there would be no Ashes Ach, then you would have Harish Holdover, and therefore it must be there isn't Ashes Ach.
You're just saying that the quarant of that Hezber, since the Marsha is based on the Gemara, I don't know.
No, I just mean to say, it's clear from
the name, you know, obviously didn't agree. So
I understand, but as far as the Shaar HaMelech clearly is not grasping, that's a Chiddush. He holds that it follows.
We don't know why. Maybe I'll say the my svara of the clause is pashin svara. I don't know why, you know.
I got it, but I guess what I'm saying is that at the very least, it's there in the Marsha, and it's also there in the sugya of Megarsha getting
Machsira. I hear you. You're saying if the Marsha got it, because that's how he read the Gemara of Nasaka Ishta, the Chol Dover, so the Shaar HaMelech could have felt that it's not deniable. Even though the Kari Reim says it's illogical in Svara, but the Marsha got it from the words of the Gemara. So therefore, the Shaar HaMelech, who somehow could hear that it is possible there in Svara, because, you know, obviously he's not as radical, just like the Marsha said, it's hearable, because it's hearable, and then he has a raya from the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay, maybe I hear.
What was the raya from the Lashon of the Gemara?
You don't like me.
What was the raya for the Lashon of the Gemara? The Marsha's raya?
No, the no raya of the Gemara. Shamir is the Shita, so that he doesn't like me. That's what I'm just saying.
I like is what you said. It's always,
wanted to know what the svara of the Marsha was. And so this, I thought that the Marsha's svara was that something about that, you know, you build up the Kedushin and then you can break it with get. And someone wanted to claim that the Marsha's svara is that it's some kind of Xeris Akasiv, of Nasa Keisho Kehol Dover. And once you get any Kenyan, even not a Kenyan Yibum, you automatically fit into the Xeris Akasiv of Nasa Keisho Kehol Dover. So I was very against that because, first of all, if it's not a Kenyan Yibum, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So just because you made a Kenyan Kedushin, why shouldn't you make Nasa Kisho the Chol Dover? And Hedemah, you say it's a Kenyan Yibum, so then you're splitting Kenyan Yibum from the Mitzvah Yibum. We don't know that's how you do that. Taisus says you can't do that. You're arguing with Taisus. And also then we said, and if it is a Kenyan Yibum, and it does take Nasa Kisho the Dover, so why doesn't it pop that it's Zara? But so I didn't like it. But obviously, you know, I'm not necessarily right. I admit that obviously the Kari Rami himself, we pointed out, is not like me. So he's Shamir is saying that if the Marsha's Svara was based on a reading that Nasek Isha Kol Dover somehow or another applies to all marriages, so then it's not as bad because the Marsha's Svara is based on a words in the Gemara, depending on how you read it. So there's more room for the Shara Mishpat, Shara Melech, to be adamant that the Marsha is right, because he sees the word in the Gemara. We don't understand it. Okay, you don't understand it, but it's in the Gemara. Okay.
Rabbi mentioned the Ramban, so the Ramban would definitely say that there's no HSH, right?
The Ramban said that, yes, except the reason why it's in Bado Lokano because there's no, I'm not sure, but it's seemingly the Ramban would hold that there's no HSR. I'm trying to remember the Cheshbon again. Ramban asked Akasha, why is it that there's no, the Ramban asked Akasha on himself, why is it that there's no, he says because there's no mitzvah. I think so. I don't remember the Ramban clear enough. I don't remember what our raya was, but I think. So. Okay, let's go further in the reading. Okay, so we're up to and the printing of Ayav the Avne Meluim, we're up to the last line, the first column. And we have to regret that we got a lot to read here. But okay, the Ayin Shon Sheherak with Pepudo Hanoim. In the course of Vizetashon of Anira Nomar, that Talmud Hokiparach, Yishum de Reisha Masisin Tani, Suodaka, the Kushifa, O Kotzim, O Miyavnim. Ketzah. Mesu, Vrem Noshim, Vrem Ochim, Imbono Kono. The Hashta Mashma, the Bolo Kono de Seifa, Dumya de Reisha. The Psuadaka, Shemes, Vyavim, Es Ishto, Shita Vada, the Potera Sarasa. Because over there, why is it Shita Vada? Because that was a case of Mesav, the Hem Nashim. Mesav means there's no Israel at all. In other words, the Resha had a case where not that you're being Miyavim, the Psuadaka, but the Psuadaka died. So really the fact that the dead husband was a psuadaka is nothing, because who cares? And there it uses the lashon of Baal Okano. So there, where there's absolutely no iser whatsoever, so of course in Baal Okano means that it pops or is a tzara, because why not? There's no iser, there's no nothing. There's nothing, it's a perfectly 100% evil. So Masha Bokan Seva Dumi Duresha, the Psuadaka Shemev Yavana Isha Isha Pshita Vada Sarasarasa. If Gay Kikta Seva Nai Bolo Kone Masha Sarasarasa. Okay, and I've made a mitnei b'seif, and b'alok kol v'ein pateres rasa. Okay, so his first answer is, and which is defenses the Marsha, that really the Marsha is right. It paters herself, doesn't pater the tzara. It paters herself because kedushin is typeface. The parsha's drachim is right that there's no eshesach, and it paters herself. What's the raya against it from a Bala Kano? Because the words in Bala Kano imply that a path is a tzara. Why does in Bala Kano imply a path is a tzara? Because safe you're dumb, you're the ratio. Even though the Gemara doesn't quote the ratio, at least the Gemara and the Chafam Chavav, I don't think. But since we know the Mara, we know the ratio. The Reisha was probably quoted on Chofam and Beit, on the top of the page. So therefore, the Gemara means Sefer Dumya de Reisha. Okay, so that's one raya, one shot. Okay, so he's basically just saying that the words of Baal Okano imply even the Yupat and the Zara. Okay, so the Gabe Yavim Gaimanon. Oh, now we have this interesting answer. So he's saying clearly. That's why, we had three possibilities of understanding the Marsha Svara. But one possibility was that the Marsha Svara was that it's because it's considered a Yibum. It's considered like you're doing a quasi, even though there's no mitzvah, but the Marsha means that even if you have no mitzvah, you have a kinyan yibum. But the Shara Melech is clearly saying that's not Shara the Marsha either. That the Marsha only means a kinyan kedushin, not a kinyan yibum. And therefore, according to the Marsha, since it's a kinyan Kedushin and not a Kenyan Yibum, so it wouldn't work Bal Karcho. You need a normally, it would only work with Ratzin. So he's saying that's how he answers the Lashon, because in Bal Kano is Mavik, that was a Gemara Shlagav. In Bal Kano is Mashma, in Bal Kano, even without Ratzin. And according to you, that there's no mitzvah yibum, because you say NSA Daichel also say when it's Efsher Nikayim Chalitza. So therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. So granted Opater herself, but that's only if you did it with Ratzin and you have a Kinyan Kedushin. But if you did it with Yimbalo without Ratzin, it wouldn't even pater herself, right? So what it shows us is that it just narrows the possibilities. We had, I don't want to get everyone confused.
The question will pater herself in Bolkan.
The Gemara says that it's not called, the Gemara shlugs up this daya, by the fact that it says in Bal Kano, and it says in Bal Kano is a misnomer, it's not right according to Rava. Rava says that it's Efsher Bechalitza, and we don't say Esay Dechalosa, when it's Efsher Bechalitza, the Gemara says it doesn't fit into in Bal Kano. Frek the Shara Melech, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Since the Marsha says it patters herself, so it should be called in Bal Kano. Because we're not discussing the Tzara, we're just discussing herself. So after the Shara Melech in the first answer, then Bal Kano is also discussing the Tzara. because it's Dumya Derej. Okay. So answer in the second answer that Enochinami and Bodokano is discussing herself. And the Marsha is saying that it is in Bodokano and it patterns herself. But still, the Gemara shrugged that up because in Bodokano is Mashma, in Bodokano, and it patterns herself, even in Bodo without Rutsin. Just you did the you did a Maisa Bia without Rutsin. And in Bodokano, it patterns itself because it's a full fledged Yibum. And Yibum doesn't need Rutsin. And according to the Marsha, it only patterns herself if you have Rutsin. Because if you need Tzvisas Kedushin, so you need Tzvisas Kedushin, and since there's no Mitzvah Yibum, since there's no Mitzvah Yibum, there's no Kinyan Yibum, since there's no Kinyan Yibum, so you're not going to be kind of without Rutsin.
So how does he know Baal Karcha? Maybe it just means in Baal Ukanu Stam as a Kinyan. How does he know it means Baal Karcha?
Because in Baal Ukanu, it doesn't say in Baal and Rutsin. So the lashon of the Gemara is mashma that bia alone makes kinyan. Doesn't say anything about having rutsin. So the Gemara
that's one of the ways. That's one of the ways of kedushin is the way asking if he went ahead and did it.
Bado plus rutsin kano. So the Gemara is medayik in the lashon since you use the lashon in bado kano, and by a regular yavama you don't need your rutsin. So the lashon is mashma in bado kano without rutsin. Because it just bado alone is kano. If this was an exception to a normal case that a normal yavama needs rotsin, and here you need bado plus rotsin, then it shouldn't have said in bado kano. It should have said in bado plus rotsin kano. So the Gemara is medayik, therefore, that the Marsha that the not that the Marsha the din, the Marsha is saying that the din of the Rava who holds that ain't essay deichalosa say when it's etrikai shneim is that it only patterns herself, but it doesn't pattern its art. But it only patterns itself through a kinyan kedushin, whether it's like shamir because it's nasek ishtarachol daver, or it's like me because it builds it up. But it can only be a kinyan kedushin because you can't have a kinyan yibum because there's no mitzvah yibum. The Marsha says there's no mitzvah yibum. So the assumption is there's no Kenyan Yibum. So therefore, since you're not using a Kenyan Yibum, you're using a Kenyan Kedushin, so Mimeda is going to need a Ratzin. So the Shar Melech has explained the Gemara. So the Gemara said, then you're slugged up from the Lashon and the Gebraisa. The Gebraisa says in Baal Okano, in Baal Okano implies Bolo alone, even if you don't have Ratzin, is kind of, even for yourself, and remove the Zika. And that's not true, according to you. According to Rava, you wouldn't even be kind of yourself without Ratzin, because you can't get a Kenyan Yibum, because there's no Mitzvah Yibum. You can only get a Kenyan Kedushin.
I mentioned yesterday, I don't know if this plays in, but it also, the Kedushin only gives him Kedushin. Normally, Yibum makes her Nesua.
Okay, I don't know if that's relevant. I mean, he doesn't ask that. He just, because it doesn't say, it just says kano, doesn't say what level of kano. But his problem is that according to the...
It could mean kinyan kedushin,
Kano could mean kedushin, but it's mashma, you don't need rutsin. It just says imbado kano. So the kash is, according to the Marsha, it's a lie. It's not true imbado kano. There'll be cases a bado ba'ines, which won't be kaina. So how could the Gemara say in bado kaina, which implies that bein ba'ines, bein b'rotzen, bein b'shaike, bein b'mezit. As long as your bado is kaina, it's not true, because we see clearly, because since you're not working out kinyan yibum, you're not working out kinyan yibum because the Marsha says there's no mitzvah yibum. So you're only working out Kedushin. Somehow or another, with this magical system that the Marsha creates, which we don't understand, there's a system of Kinyan Kedushin that somehow or another removes Zika. But first you have to get a Chalais Kedushin. And you only get a Chalais Kinyan Kedushin if you have Ratzin. So you can't say in Balokano. That's a Gemara's Kasha.
Rabbi, okay. Does this answer the same svar? Does this answer what we were asking the Parsha Drachma about in Balokano or not? Is if this is the shot in Balokano, is that when there's Ratzon and when he was using the same mechanism of Kedushin, so then in any case where you say that the mechanism of Kedushin, so then in Balokano is not true?
No, because in the Parsha Drachim, no, we're not helping the Parsha. The Parsha Drachim argues with the Marsha. He's going to keep on getting confused. And the Parsha Drachim held is a mitzvah yibo.
But even though it's a mitzvah yibo, it's working.
In the Parsha Drachim, why can't you get a mitzvah yibo? You should forget. We were never working with the Marsha's funny svara that kedushin can remove zika. But we were asking in the Parsha Drachim, why can't you get a kinyan yibo and let the kinyan yibo remove zika? Because since the Parsha Drachim holds that there's a mitzvah yibo. So let there be a Kenyan Yibam, and the Kenyan Yibam should remove Zika. So this Shara Melech's answer would not help to defend the Parshas Drachim personally.
But it will help for the first Parshas Drachim.
It would help for what?
The first Parshas Drachim, the one that we're talking about.
Right. It would not help. It just when we and I'm saying that in the there's the real Parshas Drachim. And the Avnei Meluah's Parshas Drachim. In the real Parshas Drachim, it went out because in the real Parshas Drachim, we didn't understand why can't you get a Kenyan Yibam. But he's working within the Marsha. The Marsha's Parshas Drachim, so to speak, a combination of the Marsha with the Parshas Drachim, that there's no Mitzvah Yibam. There's no Mitzvah Yibam, except the only thing, the Zika goes off with a Kedushin. So then, he's very good that if there's no Rutzen, there's no Kenyan. Okay, let's keep on reading.
Maybe before we will bash that,
let me just finish and then I'll get to an ending and then I can at least see something. Amnon, imba alaba ainis abishaye, sheet of nada elokada. Did I read this yet?
No, we said it outside.
Okay, keep the Amnon, imba alaba ainis abishaye, sheet of nada elokada. So Yibam you don't have because there's no mitzvah Yibam. Ubidim Ishus Nami Lokana. It's no can't be kind of Ishus because there's no Ratzin. If gain Hekhitani Masis and Stama, then Balokano. The Mashmak is in Sharyabama the Alma. And if Adai Mashma, then the Raisa Chasin Yibam. So it must be that there is a mitzvah Yibam. Kain near Liliyashe Das Rabbeinu Varav Chidush Halachas. So that Liliyashe, both the Chidush Halachas and the Parshas Drachim, because now you could say that, you know, but it's very interesting. It's like this is what really Sandy is saying in the beginning, that he's defending the Parshas Drachim in a way that clearly won't fit into the Parshas Drachim. Right, that's
that doesn't sound good at all.
But that's what he's saying. Because the Parshas Drachim, he's defending the Marsha very nicely by saying Imbolo Kano means Imbolo Kano even without Ratzin. And here, you can't be kind of without Ratzin because you can't be kind of with Kenyan Yibam because there's no Zika for Yibam. Kivdo Chazir Yibam. Elamai. You get a Kenyan Kedushin. So we said according to the we were bothered in the Parshas Drachim if there's a mitzvah Yibam, so why shouldn't you have a Kenyan Yibam?
Yeah, so, that's pretty dokic because Bipshitas, the Parshas Drachim holds there is a mitzvah Yibam in all.
I know it seems to say Beferish. Parshas Drachim in the Veda. It says in the second part of the Parshas Drachim that the Parshas Drachim says that it's Deiche, the Losa say of Amana the Kohen Gadol, says Befesh that there's a Mitzvah Yibam. So I don't know. It's just you're not allowed to do it, but there's a Mitzvah. So right. The Chayrin should be no different than Nida. If there's no din a Mitzvah above Avera. If there's a mitzvah, there's no an iser, so it should be in Balo, Kano, even Bal Korcho. So it's somewhat strange that he gives a very nice answer to answer the Marsha, and he gives a nice answer to answer the Parshas Drachim's basic side that there's no Isser Esh Esav, but that only seems to work if you assume there's no Mitzvah Yibo. But Minei Bay in the Parshas Drachim, who he happens to say in the paragraph that no one ever quotes, I'm assuming the Shara Melech, who quotes the Parshas Drachim, had the full Parshas Drachim, but maybe that's not Mukhruk either. Maybe he only had this quote also. Maybe he saw it somewhere else too. I don't know. Maybe he didn't know. Now, we have a diak from the next paragraph of the Parshas Drachim that he argues with the Marsha, and he holds that there's a Mitzvah Yibo. Maybe the Shara Melech didn't know that either. But I don't know. Yeah. That would be
I happened to have addressed this issue 14 years ago. So
14 years ago. Oh boy. Okay. We only have four minutes.
Regardless,
how did you address the issue of 14 years ago in 4 minutes or less?
No. But just to point out, regardless, we're going to have to deal with how the Parshas Drachim learns the Gemara.
That's true. Parshas Drachim, we left the Parshas Drachim Shver. We've been working already a little while on this figure. We left the Parshas Drachim Shver. That we right, I think so. And then we decided to move on. So
I dealt with that right.
The truth is the Shara Melech's first answer that Embalo Kano means that it patters at Sarah. I know that also the Chara wouldn't work in the Parshas Drachim because why shouldn't the path of the Tzara if it's a real Yibum? I don't know. Yes.
Could it be that if you do a mitzvah you're not supposed to do, you don't get that special zechus that it works by us?
Which why shouldn't we ever heard such a thing? With thy nida, if you're born nida for Ines, it wouldn't work. You know, like you can make mechayish a new halacha here. You know, like it sounds pretty radical. Sounds pretty radical. Okay, I don't know. So we don't know. But I don't know that. But it's interesting that he's answering the Parsha Drachim, assuming that Yibam doesn't work. We Gupa Minei Obey don't understand that. If you learn like the Marsha, that there's no Mitzvah Yibam, so it's very good that Yibam doesn't work. But the Parsha Drachim, who Minei Obey seems to say that there is a Mitzvah Yibam. So it's hard to understand why shouldn't Yibum work? And then you can't answer his answer to defend the Parshas Drachim. So the Shara Melech's answer to defend the Marsha doesn't really defend the Das Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu means the Shara Melech, the Parshas Drachim. So Baruch Hashem, we got Shamir's Chiddush from 14 years ago. We have to let us send it to us. I don't think I have time to read it. Maybe over Shabbos.
Rabbi doesn't think about
it. You got it written up the whole book, but you have a whole, you're safer, no?
I have a safer, yeah.
Okay. So we'll have to see it in your safer, okay? You're welcome. Please send it.
Sure, okay. Sure.
Maybe okay. What? I'm sorry, Shmuel.
Doesn't the Gemara do the same repetition as the Gemara does on the bottom of Chaf on the Beis? And the Gemara says, Balukano to Yufta. As the Gemara says, bring a kashm and balukanu, right. And now according to it's a whole new radical in balukanu according to the Marsha versus right. That Gemara, which is right. Very namastava. The Gemara
okay, seems that's what he's saying. When the Gemara is saying in balukanu, the Gemara means in balo but without rotsan kano.
It's a chiddush in bal karcha. I'm saying that. Okay, right? So I'm saying the Gemara is not mashma like that. I'm chafim a base.
Okay. But that's what the Shara Melech is saying. I ain't gonna argue with a Shara Melech because the Gemara ain't mashma. That's not gonna do it to me. And I'm not gonna, you know, the Shara. I'm a big mechutzif, but that much I'm not. Because to argue with a Shara Melech just because the Gemara ain't me say that he says it's mashma, and I say it's not mashma. Okay. Okay, I think we should just. I would like to continue reading because the next part is this is the end of the Shara Melech. Now starts the Avnei Meluim. So the truth is that the Shara Melech himself continues and talks and talks and talks. And it would really, if we really were doing the Sigya, you know, like I'm sure Shamir did it 14 years ago.
Shamir sent us 4 pages.
All right, we would read the entire Shara Melech, but we're cheating. So we're stopping the Shara Melech, and now the Avnei Meluim talking. Hine Mashikosu B'Sefer Hanau. Right, that's the next words in the paragraph. So I think this is the Avnei Meluim's response to the Shara Melech. So that's a very, very, there's going to be a very, very, very Yisraelistic of Machloikas between the Avnei Meluim and the Shara Melech. So I don't know how far we're going to get to go in this piece, but at least this Machloikas we must see. And if you notice, this Avnei Meluim continues. I don't think I sent you at all, but he has 4 more pages. But
yeah, Rabbi did send it.
Well, I didn't send the whole thing.
It's very interesting. Yeah,
we got 4 pages.
The Shara Melech was the late. Shara Melech was the late 1700s in Turkey, and Avnei Meluim was the early 1800s in Poland, I think. And you see already he was already getting the svarim, so to speak, of the Shara Melech. Just like a few years later, they were already going from Ashkenaz to Sfarad.
Good. Good. Okay, we get the history here. Okay. But anyway, but this, at least for sure, this next paragraph is very, very Yisraelistic, because it's a Shas Yevamis Machlekes. I don't say it's a Shas, but it's a Shas Yevamis Machlekes between the Avnei Meluim and the Parshas Drachim, and the Shara Melech. So we must read that paragraph. And I'll have to look also over Shabbos, is this other paragraph that we must read. I don't know, but the next, that paragraph for sure we must read. I think one of these footnotes of Ari Kuo was a very, very important. I'm not going to remember which one. Okay, we'll have to see.
Can I ask Rabbi a side question? The Avnei Meluim Shev Shmaitzik, so it's all written by the same person, right?
Yes.
Is it, Rabbi's learned through a lot more of this than I have. Is it obvious when you're learning through it like this is the same author, or is it a very different style? Or
It depends. I am not able to answer that question. I have not learned that much of this forum to know the styles, the similarity. But I'll tell you a story, and then because I like sharing stories, and then I got to go. I once had a chabura. There was I don't even know what mesecta was on, but there was a shvir exais, and everyone bound out the exais. And there's a major tzeidui that has a svara in migul ha'itzei lo amrinin. The major tzeidui says that migui is only, the reason why migul ha'itzei lo amrinin is because once we believe the person with a migui, then there's really no raya of migui. Because the whole raya of migui is, believe me, what I'm saying is, if I wanted to lie, I would have said a better lie. But once you believe with migui, it's not a better lie anymore. So why do you win with a migui? It's only because if we make you lose, then you would have a raya of migui. So we have no choice. We can't make you lose, because then you would have a raya of migui. So therefore, you have to win. That's a major tzeidui. So that only can't work lahaitzi. I know if I said that too quick, was that okay?
Why can't it work lahaitzi?
What?
Why can't it work lahaitzi?
Because to be mitzi, you need a raya. We can eva. I mean, it ends up at the end of the day, you have no raya. You have namish. At the end of the day, you have no raya.
You're only a raya if you lose, not if you win.
Right. So therefore, when you win, you have no raya. So how did Bezin be mitzi? They did geneva. Now you're winning. So that's why I said, that's why Mikael I said, I'm meaning. So I don't remember what size, where the size is. So I use that svara to answer. You know, most people say not like that, that even though migui is believed, but it's still, you'd rather taina the taina that's win without a migui than the taina that's going to win with a migui. But the major tzitzinoi says, once you win, what do you care? Okay. So I use that major tzitzinoi to answer a sphere of size. So I told it over to a big gadol, Rav Nosson Shulman, was a very big gadol. So he told me it's very nice. The major tzeidah svara is a very nice svara. It answers the shash on the excise. Miyashik, everyone's kashas, is beautiful. But it's not right. I said, why? Because I learned all the excisim, and the excise were never said the major tzeidah svara, because it's a paydish svara. And the excise never said paydish svaras.
So I'm wrong. He wasn't
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
That's the difference of a person who's a big Talmid Chacham. And he says, I know the Avdei Melucha and the Ksais's style of thinking. And even though the Megid Tzehila said it, and it's obviously, he's like, I'm not going to argue Megid Tzehila and Svara, but the Ksais would never have said such a Svara because it doesn't fit into the way the Ksais thinks. Remember, it's a Pleidish Svara. I have no idea what a Pleidish Svara is.
A little bit, Rabbi. I wish I would have asked him this, my question.
What?
I knew him. He used to come to California because he was very close with
George.
George Lentz. Yeah, with George Lentz. So I've met him several times.
And that's what he told me. That Melucha would not have said that Svara. So it's obviously not right, Sharon Ksais, because he wouldn't have said Melucha Ksais, Shav Shemaisa. He doesn't use those kind of Svaras. Now, I didn't press him what type of Svara, what made it into a Polish Svara. I don't know, but that's what he said. It's a Polish Svara, and the Avdei Melucha and Ksais, Shav Shemaisa, did not hold the Polish Svara.
For that story, it's worth that I asked the question.
Okay. All right, Yishikoyach, everybody.
Yishikoyach, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Thank you.